We've got some pretty noisy cities here in America. Rush hour in downtown Manhattan comes to mind. But India has its own heavyweights. In fact, according to some indices, India has three of the top five noisiest cities in the world. In Mumbai, some of the worst offenders are the drivers and their near constant horn honking, as Chavi Sashdev explains.
The honking in India drives me mad. I actually wear earplugs whenever I step out of my house. In fact, I have a standard spiel when I get into a taxi.
But one request is,
I'm telling him I'll ride on one condition. He can only honk in an emergency. This one pushed back. Two drivers, in fact, have pulled over and kicked me out before, but most of them want the fare. Today, I'm going to meet someone who doesn't just admonish taxiwalas and yell at motorcyclists like I do, even though he's a man of words.
My name is Jai Raj Salgaonkar. I'm a publisher.
Salgaonkar is being modest. He's also an economist and analyst, a big hit on cable TV news shows. He's compact, bespectacled, and wearing a bright yellow shirt when I meet him.
In Japan, people don't honk. In Singapore, they don't. But India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, people honk here for no reason or rhyme. People honk in traffic jams just to prove their existence.
Whatever the motivation, Salgaonkar was fed up. He knew it'd be pretty hard to change people's behavior just by asking them to, so he decided to tackle the problem mechanically and hit drivers in their pocketbooks. He's worked with the Indian Institute of Technology for 8 years to develop what they call ORIN, a horn usage meter. It's a white plastic box, maybe the size of a small Wi-Fi modem, with a numeric keypad and a meter.
This meter is fixed in the car and it measures the current consumed by the horn from battery.
Did you get that? With ORIN attached to your car, every time you honk, it costs money. And the longer you hold down the horn, the more it costs. Consumers would have to buy scratch cards with fixed amounts of honking time, say 3 hours. When a driver's used almost all his horn time, his tail lights start flashing. Unfortunately, Salgaonkar says, they can't simply disable the horn, just call attention to overuse.
Politicians will be proud of it, who try to say and show that they are tech savvy. They love technology. So that is my hope here.
Maybe. Salgaonkar has been trying to get politicians on board for the past 2 years. He hopes that once a horn meter law is passed, car manufacturers will have to install them. The taxi drivers I spoke to seemed okay with it. The first one, the sullen one, said, well, if they're fining me on it, of course I'll stop. And Kutbuddin, who's been driving a taxi for 26 years, laughed when I told him about the ORIN meter.
Yes, people honk too much. All this beeping makes you ill. It causes stress. At my age, when people honk at me, I don't like it. It startles me.
Would it make a difference if you fine it?
Yes. If you fine it, honking will decrease. It'll decrease a lot. It'd be a very good thing.
I asked a friend what she thought.
Do you think this is going to work?
No. She said politicians don't really care about the noise, and even if politicians did vote for horn usage meters, the powerful car manufacturers would never agree to install them. But most damning, she said, is that you'd never, ever get the police to go along.
The traffic police doesn't really care for the rules. They'll only come out when they want to earn the bribes and make their money, maybe for the first 3 days of the month.
Ouch. I'm torn between Salgaonkar's optimism and my friend's candid realism. Though I get her point. After all, we live in a country where authorities instruct truck drivers to paint the legend "Horn, okay, please" on their rear ends, which encourages drivers to please honk to get ahead. For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.